Well, it's time now for some hot takes. Brian, Julie, and I will run through a few stories that we've been watching today. Brian, I'll start with you because I know you've been focused on the debt ceiling debates in Washington and concerns over a government shutdown. The market's, of course, also closely eyeing that debate, especially now that legislation to raise the debt limit and avert a shutdown has been left to the Senate. If a shutdown ultimately were to take place, how would the markets be impacted?
Well, you know, I wrote a story on Yahoo Finance on our homepage now, and it really comes from Moody's chief economist Mark Zandi, very well-respected economist. He did a story, or he wrote a research earlier in the week, saying that the market could plunge more than 33% if there is a government shutdown. So it made me think, well, what is the other side of the coin here? Perhaps it's something more positive for investors to hang their hat on. And I think I found it via the our friends over at Goldman Sachs. They went back and looked at the 14 government shutdowns going back to 1980, and they found that when budget authority expired, the S&P 500 posted median returns, a slight median return of, well, down slightly. During shutdown periods, the S&P 500 rose 0.1%, and during when there was a resolution on the debt ceiling, on the debt limit or debt ceiling or the debt limit, the S&P 500 median return was 0.3% higher. Pretty good. And all but three times going back to 1980, the S&P 500 generated positive returns during the government shutdown period. So for those concerned about a government shutdown, at least historically speaking, it's maybe not that much reason for concern just yet here. I will note this, the sectors too within the S&P 500 during shutdowns have also held up pretty well, according to Goldman's research. The energy sector has tended to fare the worst. That makes sense, because if the government does shut down, you're probably using less energy, probably traveling out less. Who knows what would happen? By the same token, interestingly, though, consumer discretionary has performed the best.